We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting by the first wide line on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, have a ragel called Idan Dav Anofel Ape, have a Omar, Harachron, Rachamon Yaslein Mayetzahara. Every time he used to say Tachnon, he says, Daven to Hashem, Harachamon Yaslein Mayetzahara, save him Mayetzahara. Yoy Machach, Mesinu Mavasu, his wife and I heard him saying this, that he's davening to save Mayetzahara. Omra Mechti, he's a very old man. Hokama Shani the Parish of Minoi. He was Parish of Minoi for a bunch of years already. Rashi is Machma Zikna. Ma Yari Metzahara. Why does he skip Yetzahara? He's already an old man. He hasn't been with me already for years. So my time come, why is he saying this? So Yoy Mechado, Havagoras Beginsei. So one day he was learning, and she saw, she'll try something. He was learning in the garden, completely orangutan was learning. Kosu Navsha, she dressed herself up. She walked back and forth. So he sees this lady all dressed up. Manat, who are you? I'm the famous Zoyna Charusa. I just came back today from my job. Tava. So he asked her for his nose. Omra le, I seen le. If he wants nose, you have to give me something in return. Omra le, I seen le lahach rumna the reish chutisa. Get me that fruit that's on top of the reish chutisa, on top of that branch, on top of the dekel. Bring me down, bring it down for me. Shavar jumped up. Also asin le. This is an old man. He jumped up and brought it to her. Ki also and pashtus means he's mizana with her. It was really his wife. When he came back home, his wife was making chalas and heating up the tanner. He jumped into the tanner. Rashi says he was trying to kill himself. Now let's do that. Zokter Radal and others, Marit, also says this, that if you do this l'shem kapara, then it could be it's fine. If you do l'shem kapara, it's fine. So here, that was the case. He jumped into the fire. So she asked him, what's going on? Why are you jumping into the fire? The story was, it was Zayin today, and I was a Nichshol. It was me. He didn't want to believe her. Till she gave him Simonim, exactly what the story was, and then he believed it was Taka her. He said to her, "No, meal is suruk b'chavni." I was b'chavni for Isser, and therefore, kol yom shoyis talik b'misana. He used to fast every day, the rest of his life. Achemeis b'chavni means until he died from fasting so much, because he held it was a avera. Just take a stop here. Speak out to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole shaila. If an old man is a problem of yichud, you know, so I want to say, you know, he's an old man. He's ready. You know, he doesn't have what we call gvuras hanashim. So maybe there's no yichud anymore. So he brings a raya from this gemara that it's not true. You see that even an old man can be yichud, because l'maisa it's possible that someone could come to yichud. It could be a problem. It says uva uvda the zokim v'chol shesbatukol koychaysav loyishayich lo v'de kishui have a shayich lahatim hoye zebarur. Avoloy efsher leider zebavadev is kainim chalushim shmata taiva v'rotzen v'ikim etzias the yisoyer etzlam tavasam pisam. It's possible to be yisoyer etzlam. V'ayim bekedush da peyalef v'uvdo derechir ba'ashi the kvar ovru kama shonim the parash b'yishloi v'tzadukusay v'mukolayim loyochas kashos uliv v'mukolayim. And still you see you could be misoyer the taiva. Therefore he says that is a problem even by old man. Avazaka chal shuchoyel v'sheichev b'mita v'yadei shaloyochas kashos v'livol api roifim. The doctor says it's out sickness. It's impossible, then it could be that there's no Issa Yichud. What's the question?
What about the ladies
also? No, there's Zikna.
Yeah.
What?
Who do you see is old?
Rashi. Machma Zikna. Rashi is old. So it's Zokar Moshe, it's arrived from here.
I'm trying to imagine Rashi's wife. Why'd you do this?
Because she saw now that he was davening to be Yetzirah. See, that has to be Yetzirah. So see, what you wanted to see if it's possible. Now she knows what to do. He was punishment now. Akaponim. This is a Ramayisha takes out of this Gemara, Halakha Lamaisa. This is how God learns a Gemara. You learn Halakha Lamaisa from this Gemara. The Tanya learned in a Braisa. So, talking about it, all his days he was fasting about this because he felt he did something wrong. The Tanya learned in a Braisa, Shafayram Hashem Yisachla, talking about Makos Vadabra. It says, the husband is made for the nether of the wife, and he needs a kapara. What are we talking about? Beisha, she not the nazir. She made a nether. She's going to be a nazir. Shama bail of a hafer. The bail heard about that made and was annulled the vow. And now made it mutter. Vehilo yod. She didn't know. Shavala bail of. She says, "Yeah, I'm talmud mason. He's drinking warm talmud mason." So it says you need a kaparva. Hashem yisak law. Even though there's no iser because the nazir wasn't here because it was annulled by the husband. Still, that since she doesn't know about it, that's an iser. That's where he knew this, that even though he didn't do an iser, since he mechavim for iser, it's a little bit of a chait. Rabbi Kiva came out like psuk of a bochi. When he's get to this pasuk, he's to cry. Vama mami miskavim lecha basach hazir. Mad if someone wants to eat basach hazir. Va'ol b'yad basach tle. Mayis land up being kosher. Omra teira. Tzarech kapara v'slichi. Nei kapara. Mishas kavim lecha basach hazir. Va'ol b'yad basach hazir. Alachas kavim kama. Imagine someone does a veira. How much kapara needs? Same type of idea we find by Ashim Talui. If someone has a Sufik, did an Issa, he has to bring a carbon Ashim. It's to cry. The other guy was trying to eat a piece of Shuman. Afterwards, he told me, you might have eaten the Chalev. What's the halacha? You need a carbon. Or any, which means the truth is, any Shagig even. Any Shagig. Not that Ashim Talui. Any Shagig that you don't know, anything. So even if you didn't try to do it, you still need a kapara. He says, "Gavon lechol chaylev, all of the other chaylev, alachas kama." Come, imagine you try to eat chaylev. What type of veir it is? Isvi hu doimer, but liyada va'ashim rosa avaynoi adava zeh. On this thing, you dovu kol adavim. All the people who everyone should be, all the dovim, all the people who have a shara heart should worry about this. All people should worry about this. You have some label dava is yadava azeh. Anyone has a heart who worries should worry about it. That they do averus, avim miskaven, they're doing averus on there. They're not miskaven. There's a big nesias oven like we find from lo yadav ashim. You know he's not miskaven for iser, but still you need a kapara for that. It said in the Mishnah that even though it's Issa Yichud, Mesyachid Adam Ima, a person is allowed to be Miyachid with his mother. Om Rav Yudom Rav Asi, Mesyachid Adam Machaisai, you're allowed to have Yichud with your sister, Vidorim Ima Vimbitai. Ima live together with your mother and daughter. That means you're not allowed to live together with your sister. There's two single kids in the family, a brother and a sister, and the parents are not alive anymore. They're not allowed to live together in the same house. It's also. But there's no Issa Yichud. That means that once in a while, there's no Issa Yichud. But with your mother, a person that lives with his mother or his daughter, that is not a problem. That's mutter to live. There's no problem even living together. Ki Omer Kameh the Shmuel Omar, also Siachim Kol Raisha, Vatar Filim Behema. Shmuel argued. Shmuel holds is Issa Yichud with your mother, Issa Yichud with your bitoy, Issa Yichud with a chayse, Issa Yichud with all rice, even with a Behema. That's what Shmuel said. Great thing, more from our Mishnah. Tanah, it says in our Mishnah, Mesiachar Odom im imoy vim bitoy, the Yoshin imam bekir vos, last sleep together when they're young, last sleep together, The kasha is from the first part, there's no Issa Yichud, Tiof to the Shmuel, it's a kasha on Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, but Tamech, I have a brice like me, hold a time you learned in a brice, Achoysa, your sister, Vechamoysa, your shvigger, V'shaklo raish v'tari, ein mesiachar imam lam eidim, you can't mesiachar only with eidim, ve'eidim inch, loy v'eidim loy, dafka with eidim, without eidim not. So here you see clearly that Achoysoi is Issa Yichud. You have to know what it means. But Be'edim, Balakabonim, Chari need only, Chari should only need one other person. But when you eat them, Balakabonim, it could be B'derach. But anyway, you have to know what that means. But in a case, over here, Lamaisa, it says that Achoysoi, there is Issa Yichud. So Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Tanoi. It's Machlekes Tanoi. The Tanoi, the Rabbi, Rameyer, Zoru, Bi, Pebiti. Be careful to me and my daughter. Is it Issa Yichud, Rameyer said. Om Rab Tafna, Zoru, Bi, Pe, Kalasi. Be careful with my daughter-in-law. Which, you got a daughter-in-law, that's a real Issa Yichud, that's a Kuli Alma Issa Yichud. Ligavo is a Talmud. A certain Talmud made fun of Rab Tarfin and said, hey, this Yichud with your daughter-in-law? What are you talking about? There weren't any, a few days. That Talmud Tak was Nichshol with his mother-in-law. So you see, he made fun, but he was Nichshol himself. It says, a fill on Behema. Shmuel said, there's Yichud even with the Behema. Abaya mechlole mekula dabra. Abaya, before he went out to do a spider this, he got rid of all the animals. He shouldn't have Yichud. Rav Sheshes Mavle Mitzra, he sent them to the other side of the Nahar. He went to the other side of the Nahar. He didn't have a Yichud with the Behemoths. Rav Chanan Mar Adoy Ikla Rav Kana. Rav Chanan Mar Adoy went to Rav Kana, Lufum Nara, in Pum Nara. Chazi, the Osako Goris, you see, he's knocking away learning. But Kai Behemoth Kamein, the Behemoth standing right in front of them. It's Yichud of Behemoth. Omalei Lesole Mar Filim Behemoth. Omalei Lava Datoy. I didn't realize it. Some say it means I don't hold of it, but Pasha means I didn't realize it. Zok the top Taisvis. Niro, the Hanim Roy Chumra Ba'amakav. It's only a Chumra. But I'm Kaim Lekarabonim Rehuda, and later on, there's no Issa Yichud with a Behemoth. Ba'akabonim, they will be Machmar on themselves. Omar Rava. There's a Mish later on, says the big shayla by Mishkazach. We'll do that tomorrow, Mitzvah. Omar Rava. Mesiachar Odom im Shtev Yevamas. The halacha is they can't be miyachah. One man cannot be miyachah with two ladies. Cannot be miyachah with two ladies. But if they're both yevamas, they're both sister-in-laws, they hate each other, because they might become tzara to each other, and therefore the halacha is you let him yach with both of them. Vim shtei tzaras, two tzaras of one man, you let him yach with them too, because again they don't like each other. Therefore, they're not going to both be convinced by you to mizana with them. And if they do, they'll tell about the other one. Im isha v'chamaisa, also a lady and her mother-in-law. Im isha v'asbayla, a lady and her stepdaughter. These all people who don't like each other. And another halacha, this don't do a lot. Not like next halacha is im isha v'tanoika shidas tambiya v'emisaris asalabiya. There's an age that's called a shomer, an age that she knows tambiya, but she's not moisture herself. She can't be convinced to do bia. And in halacha, it said like between 5 years old and 9 years old. She knows what bia is. It means if it happens, she'll be able to tell the story. But she will not be moisture herself. And therefore, she's called a shomer, and it won't be yichud. If there's one man with one lady, and between a 5 and 9 year old there's no yichud. Why? Because that 5, 9 year old will not join in the action, and she will tell what happened, and therefore, there's no yichud. Hegdilu is that. Right. In this case, it is. Why is one man and two ladies not good? You got to convince both of them. That's what we're saying. It's precisely what we're saying. One man and two ladies is also yichud. Besides for these cases. That's what we're saying. Besides for this case is a shomer, because they're not going to be both convinced. Higdilu zeh yasha meksusa. It says in the Mishnah that if they're children, they can even sleep with their mother, a boy with a mother in the same bed, or a father with a daughter in the same bed if they're young. What's the age? V'kama. And that's when it has to stop. When the daughter is 9 and the boy is 12. When the girl is 12, and when the boy is 13 and 1 day, that's when it has to stop. Which means like this, that only when they get simonim, even the man Yama was 9 years old, the girl has to stop, only if she already brought simonim. And the machlekes in the two lishonos are, if a young girl has simonim, is that a real thing or not? But definitely they have to be gedolim to make this asa. So so far it'll be mutter until they're 12, or until they're 13, until they have simonim. That's only if this girl is not embarrassed to stand without clothing in front of the father. Then it's also even a younger age. If a 5-year-old is embarrassed to stand without clothing in front of her father, then she cannot sleep in the same bed as the father. There's a certain yetzahara by her already, and therefore that is a problem. Rav Acha ba Abba ikla lebe Rav Chista chasne. Rav Acha ba went to his son-in-law's house. Shakla Bas Barte, he picked up his granddaughter, Oisve Bekamfe, and put her on a lap, or, to show what it means, or maybe slept in the same bed as this granddaughter. Amalei, so the father of Chisa tells his Shver, Lois Shavalei married the Makacha, don't you know that she's Mekudeshas? So, now what does that mean? So, Rashi says, the Ban Rashi, Ain't a dirty day she Mekudeshas, Vyesha Sarachi Eshish, Frekatash Zrid, even it's not Eshesis. You're also in your granddaughter anyway. What is Eshesis? What does that make a difference? So it's different pshat. The Ramosha says that since she's in Skacha, so maybe the bigger chash here, because she knows she's getting married, therefore it was worse. That was his taina, that she's Mekadeshes. So I can put him back to the Gemara. So he said, oh, you're Mekadesher? Only Abart Lechad the Rav. Don't worry, we don't arrive. Itame Rav Eleza. Also, almost a Kashish Bita, Shiktana. You know, Mekadesh Bita, while Shiktana, Achitika, Tagdil, until she gets older. But Taina plenty writes and says, I want that person. So Mar Nami, Ovelead Shmuel. So he says back to you, it says back to his Shver, you are Ivan Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Mishtam Shavisha, and you're being Mishtam Shavisha, you're taking her lap or sleeping with her. Amalei Anok, either Shmuel, Spirili, Dama Shmuel, Akoil, L'Shem Shemayim. If you're not doing L'Shem Chiba, then it's Mutter, L'Shem Shemayim. Here you want to show Chiba to his daughter, you want to show that he loves the granddaughter just to show it for his own daughter. And therefore, he tires his Mutter to do. And again, on this is Hora Moshe, if you're allowed to touch your granddaughter that's through your daughter-in-law, your son's daughter, Moshe holds maybe it's worse. Here it's only because you're showing chibah to your daughter. But if it's showing chibah to your daughter-in-law, it might be a problem. The whole Tshuvah Moshe has added this realm of this discussion. We spent long enough time in this year. But Kapanah, what it says in this Gemara is that this that here, if it's bita nesua, it could be it's worse. The Ramesh also talks about that. If you let a kiss your own bita nesua, he talks about from this Gemara. There's a lot going on in this Gemara, but that's out of the realm of this Daf Yomi.